Good morning, sir. I hope you've slept well. I've come to bring you your complimentary breakfast in bed. I'll just put it down here for now. I made it fresh for you just now. So, I hope you slept well tonight. The bed is pretty comfortable, isn't it? I'm so happy you chose my place for your business trip. And you even booked an extra night because you enjoyed your stay so much. Your company won't mind you taking an extra night, right? Who am I kidding? I'm sure they won't. You just took a day off. Ah, right, your breakfast. I almost forgot. Wouldn't want my new favorite guest to starve, now would I? Let me just grab it for you real quick. Ah, there we are. It's a fresh fruit salad, and I've got some coffee or tea for you as well. Just tell me what you prefer. Alright, here we go. You're okay with me sitting next to you on the bed while I feed you, right? Of course I'm gonna feed you, silly. You can hardly grab the spoon yourself with your wrist tied to the bedpost like that, right? Let me remove this gag from your mouth first, so we can actually get some food in there. And now, remember what we discussed yesterday? If you run your mouth at me again, I'm going to put the gag back in, and it's no food for you, mister. We're going to get married soon, and you need to treat your fiancé with respect. It'll make our marriage easier. What do you mean you're not going to marry me? Of course you are. We've been in love from the moment you walked in here the day before yesterday. We talked about it at length, remember? Yes, I know I tied you up, but you love that sort of thing. Of course you do. I went through your phone, silly, the first night when you were sleeping. I used your thumb to unlock the phone, and I saw everything you've been up to. You just love browsing this Gone Wild audio thing on Reddit, don't you? And I've seen your history. It's all about femdom, bondage, and yandere. My heart skipped a beat when I saw that. I knew you were the one the second you walked in, of course, but when I realized that you love it when a woman is obsessed with you, I knew we were meant for each other. So I decided to just give you everything you wanted. I looked up the things you enjoyed most, and I tied you up just the way you like. Really? It's just a fantasy. Well, if it's just a fantasy, how come your cock is so hard? I haven't even touched it yet. I haven't even gotten undressed yet. And look at how incredibly hard you are. It's almost like it's twitching with every other sentence coming out of my mouth. Face it, honey. You love me just as much as I love you. Here, I went out shopping last night while you were sleeping, and I bought us a set of engagement rings. Oh, wait, I almost forgot about your breakfast. Let's get that over with first. I don't want to force you to propose to me on an empty stomach. I just realized this is the first time I'm going to feed you. It's certainly not going to be the last, though. It's the first of many firsts. Here's to us. The first bite. Open wide. There's a good boy. You must have been starving. Don't worry, babe. I'll make sure you'll never have to go hungry again. I'll make healthy and nutritious meals for you every day. Oh, and about your work, don't worry. I've already prepared an email for you to hand in your resignation. I'll send it to them later today. You are going to work in our B&B. That way we can be together day and night. And since I get my groceries delivered here, we'll never have to go out again. Well, of course not. I know how men are. I don't want you to get cold feet and feel like you have to leave or something. And holidays are overrated anyway. Look at how cute and cozy our B&B is. Why would you ever want to go anywhere else? No, sweetie. You and I are going to grow old together, right here in this house. Even if that means I have to keep you tied up here forever. Oh, baby, finished your entire salad. That makes me so happy. You need to eat properly if we want to live a long and healthy life together. All right, so I was thinking, I want to get married soon. No fuss. I know an ordained minister. I'll get him to do the wedding right here in the B&B. It'll be done in no time. Oh, right, the engagement rings. Here they are. Aren't they beautiful? I already took the liberty to have them engraved with both our initials. Since your hands are otherwise occupied, I'll put mine on myself, and I'll put on yours, too. No struggling now. Babe, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. You don't want to start a fight right as we're getting engaged, do you? I thought so. There you go. Let's get rid of this ugly ring you've got on first. Whose initials are these, anyway? She's probably some slut, manipulating and drugging you into falling in love with her. I'll be melting this ugly thing today. Oh my god, I almost forgot we have to make this official! Babe, I love you with all my heart. Will you marry me? Answer for you to make it easier. You're gonna need your voice later.
My love, it would be my honor to have you as my wife.
Well, thank you so much for saying yes. We're engaged. You know, I think this is a cause worthy of celebration. I originally wanted to wait until we were married to make it extra special, but engaged is like almost married, right? And you're hard. Cock has just been there this whole time, almost staring at me, daring me to do something. I don't think I can resist you anymore. And I actually have a great idea. It's something I learned when I was checking some of the things you get up to on your phone. It's called obedience training. I think that our marriage will be a lot easier if you learn to be a good, obedient husband for me. And since it'll be especially important in regards to our sex life, the first thing I'm going to do is teach you to only come on my command. That's right, babe. I told you you'd need your voice later on. Your beautiful, sexy fiancé is about to make you beg, plead, and moan for that sweet, sweet release. You're going to shoot your hot, sticky seed deep inside my wanting pussy, put a baby in me to start our marriage properly, but only exactly when I tell you to. Let's start with a nice hand job, shall we? But first, I want to show you what you'll be waking up next to every day from now on. Because if we remove this dress, you'll get to see the sexy, lacy lingerie I've been wearing underneath the whole time. Do you like the thighs I'm wearing with them? See, you're shaking your head, but your cock just twitched, babe. You need to be more honest with me. Don't worry, I'll help you with that. Let's start by sitting on your chest so you can see my perfect ass in front of you while I jerk you off. Fuck, babe, your cock is just so perfect. Our life together is going to be amazing. I'm gonna start slow. I want to find out exactly what you like most. What makes you go wild? What sends you over the edge? I'll put my hands on the base of your shaft and slowly move up. Looks like this spot is quite sensitive, isn't it? Look at you twitch. That spot must be really sensitive. I'll keep that in mind for the future. No man of mine will ever go to sleep without at least a hand job. I can't expect you to go to sleep without having your cock milked for all it's worth. Now can I? Fuck, babe, your cock is so amazing. I can't help myself. I just want to taste. You don't mind, right? Look at it this way. I'm gonna have to bend over, giving you a perfect view of my ass as I take your cock all the way in my mouth. Oh my god, it's just so big. I wonder how far down it'll go if I take it all in. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's fucking incredible. It's so good. Babe, stop your whining. You know you love having your cock in my hot little mouth. Alright, fine. I'll make you shut up. Let me unclasp these real quick so I can remove these panties. There we go. Now, I'm going to sit on your face. Be a good boy and please your fiancé. That's a more productive use of your mouth than whining, don't you think? Are you always this rough? Fine then. If you want to be rough with me, I'll be rough with you. Fuck, this is amazing. If you do a good job on my pussy, I might untie one of your wrists while I'm fucking you later. I saw you looking at my tits earlier. They're perfect, aren't they? If you're a good boy, I'll let you touch them. Fuck yes, right in there. You really want your hands on my tits, don't you? Oh, holy fuck. I'm gonna suck on your delicious cock until you make me come. Don't you dare come. If you do, I'm definitely not untying anything. Fuck. That was incredible. And you didn't come. Such a good boy. Oh, whoops. You couldn't breathe, huh? I'm so sorry, babe. I got into it a little bit too much, didn't I? I'll make it up to you. Promise. And I know just the way to do so. Because you made me come so hard, I'm gonna take off my bra, sit down on your cock, and ride you hard until you fill me up. And, like I promised, I'll even untie one of your wrists so you can touch me. But I expect you to behave. No coming unless I say so. And you're going to use that hand for touching only. No grabbing, no squeezing, no trying to get your other hand loose. If I see any of that, you're getting tied up again immediately. Got it. Good boy. Let's get this bra off of me first so you can see my perfect tits. And now... There we go. That's one of your hands loose. Going straight for my tits, are we? I know, baby. They're incredibly soft, perky, and just all around perfect. Don't you worry. You're going to have your face buried in them as often as you want for the rest of your life. But for now, you get to enjoy the sight of them bouncing up and down as I ride your perfect cock. Are you ready? Holy fucking shit. Fuck, I knew when you walked in here that we were made for each other, but this confirms it. You fit inside me so perfectly. You stretch me out just that tiny little bit. Oh, it's incredible. You love how tight I am, don't you? I can see it. I can see it in your eyes. With your mouth just hanging slightly open like that. You can moan for me, baby. It's okay. When I sit up like this and grind my hips, my tits are just out of reach for you, aren't they? That's too bad. If only your other hand was loose, that way you could sit up and just... bury your face between them as I ride your cock until I milk it for all it's worth. You don't mind me rubbing my clit while I fuck you, right? Of course you don't. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. This feels so fucking good. I'm gonna fuck you forever. Every day. Day and night. Whenever your cock is hard, it's going in one of my fucking holes. Oh, fuck, this is incredible. I want to come with you, babe. You've been doing so well, so obedient, such a perfect husband already. It's amazing. I love you. I love you so, so much. Say you love me too. Say you love me too. That's better, that's better, that's better. You're gonna come with me. I'm gonna count down from 5. And when I say 0, you're gonna shoot that hot load of yours deep inside of me. You're gonna put a baby inside of me. We're gonna be a family together forever. It'll be the definitive proof that you love me as much as I love you. 5. Your cock is perfect. I just want to have you inside of me all fucking day. 4. That's it, baby. Try and grab my tits. I love that look of desperation in your eyes. 3. I can feel you twitching inside me, baby. clothes on you. God, so am I. I'm gonna come all over your hard cock. So you better fill me up and shoot out all of your cum. One. I need it. I deserve it. I'm a good fiancé. I make you feel good with my perfect body bouncing up and down on you. You can't do anything else but zero. Come. Oh, come for me. Let it out. Shoot it all deep inside of me. Fuck, I love you. I love you so much. Show me how much you love me. Give it all to me, yes. Fuck. Fuck. So fucking good. Fuck. 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 I'm shaking all over. This is perfect. You're perfect. We're perfect. I'm so glad we didn't wait until we got married, babe. I'm gonna have that amazing cock of yours deep inside me whenever I can. It's going to be incredible. You're here now. I've waited my whole life for you, but you're here. Don't worry about your old life. That's no longer important. What matters is that we're here together. I've already sent a message to all of your contacts that you won't be coming back, that you're with me now. Just you, me, and our pretty B&B. I gotta run some errands, but I'll be back ASAP to fuck you some more, okay? Love you. Bye.